Welcome to the Young Wealth Show, where you'll truly learn how to make, spend, and invest money for an awesome life. Get the real life stuff that wasn't part of your school curriculum. Young Wealth gives you innovative new ways of dealing with your finances, as well as the skills and tools you're going to need to survive and be successful out on your own. Let the Young Wealth Show be your GPS to take you from clueless to clued in. Here's your host, Jason Hartman, with Young Wealth.
Welcome to today's show. This is Jason Hartman, your host. And as you may or may not know, every 10th show, we kind of do a special tradition here that originated with my Creating Wealth show, where we do a topic that is actually off topic on purpose, something just to do with general life and more successful living. And that's exactly what we're going to do today with our special guest. Again, 10th show is off topic, and it is very much intentional just for personal enrichment. And I hope you enjoy today's show. And we will be back with our guest in just a moment. My pleasure to welcome Noah St. John to the show. He is the creator of Affirmations, not to be confused with what you've heard about Affirmations, and he'll explain the difference there in a moment. He's a productivity expert and a best-selling author on how to dump your head trash, how to get the trash out of our heads. And he's the author of The Secret Code of Success, the great little book of affirmations. And it's my pleasure to welcome him from Ohio today. Noah, how are you?
I'm awesome, Jason. Thanks, and great to be here with you.
Well, my pleasure to have you on the show. So what is the difference between affirmations, which everybody has heard about, I'm sure, and affirmations?
Well, as you mentioned, everybody knows that affirmations are out there. And just to give you kind of a big picture, Jason, what I realized is that I grew up poor in a very wealthy neighborhood, so I really always wanted to make something in my life, but there was no one around to teach me how to do that. So I had to go to the library and just study books on success and personal growth, etc. And in every one of these books, they all said the same thing, that you're supposed to use these statements or affirmations. For example, if you don't think you're very wealthy, or if you want to have more money or more health or better relationships, you use these statements or affirmations. So a classic affirmation is, I am rich. And you're supposed to say that over and over and over again. We've all heard this before, and probably many of us have tried it, and with probably different kinds of results. But so if you say the statement, I am rich, what does your brain tend to reply? What do you hear when you say that statement, I am rich?
Well, for me, I say I am.
Right, I know,
I would maybe doubt that. Maybe my conscious mind would question. And you know, I assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, Noah, that the concept of behind affirmations is that if we say it and repeat it enough, we're just going to like shove it into our subconscious mind, and then our subconscious mind will go to work on it and make it reality. Isn't that kind of the premise of the affirmations?
That is absolutely right. And so I call that trying to crowbar it into your cranium.
Okay. Crowbar
on the cranium. So for the average person, Jason, I'm sure you'd agree that if they were to say, I am rich, their brain would have to reply something like, yeah, right. You know, you wouldn't believe it. So certainly when I was doing this, I didn't believe it. I said this and wrote it. I did everything the books and the gurus told me to do, and it just wasn't working. I wasn't getting the result. I certainly wasn't rich. I wasn't happy. I didn't have the relationships that I wanted, et cetera, et cetera. So all these statements, they just weren't working. And as you mentioned, what they told us to do in traditional success literature is just repeat it 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, work. So have you ever had that experience where you're in the shower and you get a great idea? You have that aha moment, that epiphany. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes, and I have to say my friend Kevin Donahue, who works with my other friend Joe Polish, sent me a little thing, a notepad that sticks on my shower glass. And it's waterproof, and you can write on it. So I've only used it a little bit. But yes, the shower is a place for ideas, certainly.
It really is. I call it the shower fairy. You know, the shower fairy. We don't know why, but anyway, you get those moments of inspiration or epiphany. Well, back in April 1997, I was in the shower thinking about this very point, and I was going, how come I've read every book on the subject, and I've done everything they told me to do, and I'm not seeing the results? And I realized that what we're really talking about is human thought, because we're trying to make a change in our life, right? If we want to have more money or grow our business or have better relationships or lose weight, whatever it is, that's change. So we're trying to change our lives, and in order to do that, we have to change our thoughts. So I started saying in the shower, I was going, well, what is human thought? And I realized that when you boil it down, human thought really is the process of asking and searching for answers to questions, not statements, but questions. So, for example, if I were to ask you, why is the sky blue? Why is the sky blue? Now, do you know what just happened in your brain in that little moment?
I started to try to figure it out.
Exactly. Your mind started to search for the answer, even if you don't know the answer, just like a Google search or a computer search, you know, through the files. It's the sky is blue because, I don't know. But you see, in just that little moment, you're searching. So I said, wait a second, if the human mind is automatically searching for answers to questions, why are we going around making statements that we don't even believe? Why don't we just cut out the middleman?
You know, Noah, I've got to say that's really very, very true, because if you look at the couple things about questions, and I think questions are so amazingly powerful, especially the way the questions are framed, because it leads, you know, in sales situations, you know, there's an old saying that I've used to train my salespeople over the years, is that the person asking the questions is the person who's in control of the conversation or the direction of the conversation. And so that's true. And I guess the same would be true with our mind and our subconscious mind, because if we ask it questions, you know, I'm sure you're going to cover this, but asking the wrong question. Why am I poor? Why am I fat? Why do I say the wrong things in social situations? You know, if we ask questions like that, we're going to get the answer because you're an idiot, because you're lazy, you know, whatever it is, right? But if we ask the right questions, you know, why is the world full of opportunity? What opportunities can I explore today? What abilities and resources do I have that can help me get where I want to go? We're going to look for the answers, right? Are those the right kinds of questions?
You got it. You're totally right there, Jason. You're absolutely right. So the point is, I was there and I realized, wait a second, if we're asking questions that, and if the human mind is automatically searching for answers to questions, why are we going around making these statements that we don't even believe? So I said, what if we cut out the middleman? And then I said, well, but what would that look like? So you would say the statement or affirmation, which we've all been trained to do 1,000,000,000 times, okay, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich. And your brain says, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not. So I said, what would the question be? And the question is, why am I so rich? Why am I so rich?
Yeah, right.
Now, when you think about that, when you really accept that, and I talk about this in my books and in my training programs, and I do want to mention, we do have a free gift for everybody listening when you go to our website, noahstjohn.com. It's a free video training series on exactly how to use your brain to use these empowering questions and literally change your life in less than 5 minutes a day. It's awesome. So I said, wait a second, what if we asked an empowering question instead of a disempowering question? And you already alluded to this, but let me just explain a little further. So what are most people doing in their lives every single day? Well, unbeknownst to them, they're asking disempowering, lousy questions. Questions like, why am I so broke? Why can't I make any money? How come I never get any sales? Why am I so fat? Why can't I lose weight? Why am I so lonely? Why can't I get a date on Friday night? Why is there more money left at the end of the money? And you ask these lousy questions, and what do you think is the result? Lousy answers, and that means a lousy life. So I said, what if we, instead of asking lousy questions that lead to lousy answers and a lousy life, what if we flipped everything on its head, started asking empowering questions that led to phenomenal answers and a wonderful life? So as I was sitting there in the shower, this was April 1997, I said, holy cow, I think I just invented something. So I had to give it a name, and the name that I gave it was affirmations, not affirmations, but affirmations, affirmations. By the way, the word affirmations, the one we're all used to that we've been trained in, comes from the Latin word firmare, which means to make firm. Now, the word affirmations that I invented, and I actually trademarked, and you know, I own that word, affirmations, comes from the Latin word formare, which means to form or give shape to. So what I ask my audiences, Jason, I ask my coaching clients and my seminar audiences around the world, I say, What if you're making something firm, but it's in the wrong form? That's called a life you don't want. Why am I so fat? Why am I so broke? Why am I such a loser? You formed it. It's firm, and there's your life. Well, now with affirmations, in less than 5 minutes a day, you can literally now take conscious control of the questions you're asking, change the questions, and change your life.
So tell me why the word, I don't know if I really totally get the affirmations word. I know you explained the origin of it, but what else does it mean? Tell us more about that.
Well, an affirmation, to give you the correct, you know, dictionary definition, and by the way, one of the things that we have now in the affirmations movement is to get the word affirmations in the Oxford English Dictionary and Webster's Dictionary, because as you know, when a word enters the dictionary, that means it's tipped. It's reached a tipping point in global consciousness. So that's what actually the affirmations movement, one of the things we're about, is getting this word in the dictionary so that we have more families and people and understand and are using affirmations every single day. So an affirmation is an empowering question that immediately changes your subconscious thought patterns and changes your assumptions. Now, just very briefly, what that means is every one of us is making assumptions about life. For example, on a macro level, for thousands of years, human beings assumed that the earth was flat because you go outside and I'm like, duh, of course it's flat. What's your problem? And then somebody comes along and says, guys, it's round. It's not flat. And, you know, there's all these assumptions that we've had. But we now, on a personal level, all of us are making assumptions about life. Most people, unfortunately, have very disempowering assumptions. I can't do it. I'm too old. I've made too many mistakes. I don't know the right people. You know, blah, 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 blah. So when you have those assumptions, what are you going to do when it comes to taking action? You're obviously not going to do much. So your results, by definition, are going to be pretty lousy. So when you change your assumptions, that's where everything starts. And when you look at high performers, multimillionaires, I've had the opportunity to interview like over 50 multimillionaires, and they all have very empowering assumptions. Of course I can do it. If I can't do it, I'll find somebody who can help me do it, et cetera, et cetera. But most people don't have that. So my job with affirmations is to change those assumptions that are going on in your brain unbeknownst to you. Changing your assumptions then leads to changes in behavior, and then it has to lead to changes in results.
Yeah, right. Just out of curiosity, you know, what are your thoughts on why people have these disempowering beliefs about themselves or ask themselves disempowering questions?
It's very simple. That's the default in the human consciousness.
But why would it be that way? Why wouldn't the consciousness be set up to have a positive?
It's very simple because it's easier to believe that you can't. See, that there are basically three disempowering beliefs that we have when you boil it down, which is I can't, I don't, and I'm not. I can't do it because blah, 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 blah. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. And then I'm not that. Well, I'm not, or I'm too, which is just the same, but reverse. I'm too old. I'm too fat. I'm not this. I'm not that. And then I don't have enough money. I don't have the right connections. I don't have the right training. I don't have enough education. See, so it's so easy because then we can just sit there and we have all these excuses, all these assumptions, and then, well, we don't have to act and we can just sit around and watch TV. I mean, it's just so much easier that way. So,
well, it's just saying that our sort of default is laziness then?
Well, yes, laziness, but also just having that general sense of I can't. It really is easier because that way you don't have to be rejected. See, if you say I can do it, and then what happens? Then you go out and maybe you try something, and it doesn't work out. Or somebody says, no, what are you, crazy? Are you stupid? That'll never work. And you don't have to face those things. As I mentioned, I've had a chance to interview all these multimillionaires. They've all been rejected hundreds, thousands of times. Things haven't worked out for them. They've gone bankrupt, some of them, et cetera, et cetera. But they keep going. Why? Because of that underlying assumption. But, yeah, if you get out there in the arena, you're going to get beat up. You're going to get your nose bloody. Then for most people, they'd rather just stay home and say, oh, it's not worth it. You know what? I'm going to get hurt. I'm going to get rejected. Well, and if they don't have that support system, that's another thing that we work on with our clients is you've got to have that support system of people who believe in you and having that mastermind and maybe that coach or mentor. All of these things are in place, and when you look at high performance, they always have these things in place. The point is you can do it too. Anybody can do these things. You just have to know what the formula is.
Sure. You know, another thing just on the questions before we go on is that if you think about every great invention, every great discovery, really all human progress has probably been the result of someone at some point asking themselves a question. It reminds me of, and I'm going to butcher this, so forgive me, but I think it was Oliver Wendell Holmes who has that great quote that says, "Some men see things as they are and say, why? I see things as they could be and say, why not?" That's really inspiring, if you ask me.
Oh, absolutely. And Kennedy used that quote, and it is. It's a great quote because you're absolutely right. I couldn't agree more that every invention really has come of frustration, of saying, why does it have to be this way? I don't like it this way. I mean, look at Steve Jobs and Apple Computer. Why does the computer have to take up a room and cost $10,000? This is stupid. You know, I mean, I want one on my desk. And people said, what, are you crazy? Nobody's going to want a computer on their desk. Why would anybody want that? You know, so, gee, I wonder who was right, you know. So, but just, you can realize that every great invention, or and even not ones that aren't so great, well, you know, just regular everyday inventions that happen every day, they all came about because somebody sat there and said, well, why does it have to be this way? I want it this way. And then they went out and did it.
Yeah, great things, great things. Okay, well, go on. Tell us more. Give us some examples of maybe some great affirmations, some real take-home value for the listeners.
Absolutely. Well, let me actually, I can tell you a couple of stories that are so powerful because I get people who are writing me every single day and just thanking me. And again, at noahstjohn.com, we do have that free video training series for you so you can literally learn how to do these affirmations and have that abundance and well-being in less than 5 minutes a day. It's so awesome. So actually, I just got an email the other day from a sales manager of a car dealership in New Jersey, and he was working with one of his salesmen named Chris, and Chris was actually the low man on the totem pole. He was, in fact, Frank, who's the sales manager, said he was 2 days away from being fired because he was going to sit down with Chris and say, I don't think you should be in this business. This really isn't for you. You know, you should try something else. Well, long story short, Chris started using these affirmations and he started asking empowering questions like, why am I such a great salesman? Why do I get to talk to people? And why am I such a great closer? And he asked himself a lot of these empowering questions. Long story short, in less than 6 months, Chris is now the number one salesperson and he's been number one for the past 3 months. So he literally went from worst to first in less than 6 months, using these empowering questions. So he just started to train his brain because before he was asking himself all these disempowering questions. Now he's asking empowering ones like, why am I capable of doing this? Why can I do it? Why do my customers love me? So when you really look at these affirmations, Jason, I mean, it really is so powerful because you got to realize that you're already using affirmations anyway in your brain.
Might as well use the right ones that get you the results.
Most people
you want.
Are doing them in a disempowering way. Exactly. They're creating what they don't want. That's what I was mentioning earlier. So when you look at it, you can actually start to just ask yourself questions about what you do want, and it's just as easy. In fact, it's so much easier.
Yeah. One of the things that I'm noticing about the affirmations concept is that I think it also really involves gratitude. And I think gratitude is a highly underestimated but very powerful key to success. Think about it. Like your main affirmation, what is that? Why am I so rich? Is that exactly how you say
uh-huh.
it? Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, think about it. Probably anybody listening to this show right now can answer that. Just, I mean, if you live in the United States, if you live in any westernized country, any capitalist country, actually, you're probably pretty rich compared to the rest of the world. If you live in the States, you're probably richer than 50, 60% of the planet right there in terms of material abundance. Even in today's economy, you would be because of all of the infrastructure and all of the things that have been built, you know, over so many decades before you came along. And so that it really invokes a belief of gratitude. And I think a belief in gratitude is so important because it lightens one's load. It makes a person feel lighter when they're grateful, whereas if they're not grateful, if they're feeling victimized, if they're angry, if they're wanting to even the score with the world, then that's a heavy load to carry. And that really just focuses one's attention away from positive things and away from success and achievement and fulfillment and toward, you know, more negative things, right? It reminds me, I think it was Billy Graham who said, if revenge is so sweet, why does it always leave such a bitter taste?
That's a great one.
And so, you know, would you say anything about the gratitude concept generally?
Oh, absolutely. You're right on again, Jason, because the point is what most people are doing unbeknownst to themselves. They're not doing this on purpose. But nevertheless, it's very powerful, is they're focused on what they don't have. And if you, as long as you're focused on what you don't have, that has to cause feelings of not enoughness, okay? Because you're like, you're literally, your whole focus is, well, how come so-and-so has more money than me? And how come so-and-so is driving a nicer car than me? Oh, I just got a raise, but so-and-so got more. So you're focused on what you don't have. Now, by definition, when you focus on what you don't have, you're going to have those feelings of not enoughness. So when you use these affirmations, when you're asking empowering questions, it automatically and instantly switches your brain from what I don't have to what I do have. Now, can you always find something you don't have? Well,
yes,
of course.
Absolutely.
Bill Gates can find things that he doesn't have. And I mean, it doesn't matter. So whoever you are, you can. It's very easy and sit there and focus on what you don't have. So when you focus on what you have, it has to create that feeling, as you just mentioned, called gratitude. Now, it is impossible, based on my studies and work with thousands of clients around the world, it's impossible to feel grateful and depressed at the same time. I mean, just imagine, try to feel grateful for your life and then be depressed. You can't do it. Meanwhile, if you're depressed, you probably don't feel grateful. But you got to realize that that feeling of gratitude, you can manufacture it. You can actually create it, manufacture it, engineer it. You don't have to sit there. What most people are doing is, oh, well, when I win the lottery, I'll be grateful. That's a lousy strategy. I mean, that's just a stupid strategy that just will not work. And all these millionaires and multimillionaires have interviewed, not one of their strategies was win lottery. That was not the strategy that gave them a lot of money. So if you're sitting around waiting for that to happen, to be grateful, you're going to be very disappointed. So every night, it's very simple. Just every night, write down 5 things you're grateful for. It's just that simple. And then you're actually training your brain to look at what's right and what you have rather than what you don't have. Can you always find things you don't have? Of course. But why bother? Why do that? That's what everyone else is doing. Do you want to be like everyone else or do you want to be rich and happy? I'd rather be rich and happy. So by definition, you have to do some different things.
Any other affirmations that you can share?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. So, actually,
How many are there, for example? Unlimited number, I suppose, right?
There literally is, yeah. And when you go through my, for example, affirmations formula and the training video series, we do have a whole training program called affirmations formula, which is the missing piece to having abundance. That's what we actually call the program because so many of my clients and people, students around the world. Started to write in and say, Noah, thank you for giving me the missing piece. Thank you for giving me the missing piece. And I kept hearing this over and over. I said, wow, that sounds like a good name for the program because it is. It's the missing piece to having abundance. So what we have not just for adults and things, but affirmations work with kids. I had one woman named Mary from Wisconsin, and she called me. She was so grateful because her 13-year-old daughter, Stephanie, was having trouble sleeping. She couldn't sleep at night, and she would actually have to go into the parents' bed so she could sleep. And, of course, the parents were very worried about her. They tried all these different things. They were thinking about, therapy or medication, and she just, nothing was working. So she actually sat down. She had gotten one of my books, Mary did, and sat down with Stephanie, and they wrote out all these affirmations. That, the long story short is, that night, Stephanie didn't have any trouble sleeping for the first time in years, and she's never had trouble sleeping again. So that very first night, she never had trouble sleeping again. And in fact, Mary even used affirmations to help her husband get a new job. So, I mean, it's just amazing how you can use these, and I get these cards and letters and emails every single day from people around the world who are using these affirmations literally to change their lives.
Fantastic. Any other affirmations, just ones that you can share? And I know there are more at your website, but the common things I think for people are financial, relationships, mm-hmm. health and fitness, those types of goals. So
Yeah. There's pretty much 4 categories that I've observed, which is money, health, relationships, and stress. Those are the 4 main areas. And if you notice, stress is caused by the other 3, right? Money, relationships, and health. Right, weight loss. So if you're out of balance or out of whack in any of those areas, you're going to feel that thing called stress. So really, I would just encourage you, what is it that you want? What do you want to create? And then you form the empowering question that's based on that. So if you want to be happier, you just say, why am I so happy? If you want to have more money, why am I so rich? Now, we've got to remember, guys, and I want to be clear on this, this isn't magic. I'm not teaching something that you just sit around and say these statements or these ask these questions, even though it is awesome and it seems magical. It's not magic. It's science. This is science. You've got to change your brain, but just like I teach you in the book and in Affirmations Formula, you have to take action. Like Chris, who I was telling you about, who did the sales, he didn't just sit around and hope sales happen. He started to use all that training. So what most people realize is that they've taken all these or spent a lot of money on all these different training programs, but they're just not using them. They're sitting there on the shelf gathering dust. Well, actually, you have a lot more capability, more power than you know right now, but you're not accessing it because you're asking lousy questions. When you ask empowering questions, when you ask better questions using these affirmations, it's like you can access your brain again for the first time, and then just these incredible things start to happen.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Well, what else would you like people to know just in closing about affirmations and how they can live more successful lives?
I would just say, please go to noahstjohn.com, N-O-A-H-S-T-J-O-H-N, noahstjohn.com. Sign up for my free video training series. It's a 3-part free training series, and I will walk you through exactly how to use these affirmations for your life. I've got case studies. I've got examples. I just really want to make sure that here in the abundance community, this affirmations movement is really gaining more of a hold and that more and more people are learning how to use these affirmations so you can use them with your team, you can use them with your employees, you can use them with your kids, your family, your spouse. I mean, anybody and everybody in your life can benefit from using affirmations. So definitely check out the free video training series. I'm happy to share it with you. And then definitely connect with us on Facebook and just be great to connect with you, and I look forward to being a part of your success story.
Noah St. John, thanks so much for joining us today.
All right, Jason, my pleasure.
Copyright the Hartman Media Company. For publication rights and interviews, please email media@jasonhartman.com. This show offers very general information concerning real estate for investment purposes. Opinions of guests are their own. Jason Hartman is acting as president of Platinum Properties Investor Network exclusively. Nothing contained herein should be considered personalized, personal, financial, investment, legal, or tax advice. Every investor's strategy and goals are unique. You should consult with a licensed real estate broker or agent or other licensed investment, tax, and/or legal advisor before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed. Please call 714-820-4200 and visit www.jasonhartman.com for additional disclaimers, disclosures, and questions.